Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Anime Club. Today we're going to take a look at episodes 7 and 8 of Samurai Champloo. I'm the Dead Man, George. Today, as always, we have Bobby Wan.
Hello.
And Pushatron. Apparently Pushatron's been infected with zombie virus.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, like last week, we're going to be skipping over the title sequence, so go to a minute 31 in, pause it. You should see a guy holding a block thing with a bunch of other ones in front of him, and it's all faded out and stuff, because they should fade in, and yeah. So, minute 31. You guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yahtzee!
I don't see dice. Get your shit together, dead man. Ginger. I said Ginger.
Yes. I bet my hand towel.
What? There's only one way to settle this.
Yep. Sword fight! Fuck everybody! What? Are you really insulted by his insult of your insult?
Good job, Momo!
Yes! You are more competent than everyone on that table. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. Aw, yeah. And heroin for Momo. I can finally stop eating Mugen shit. And you just got jacked. Son of a whore.
Of course, the one time they managed to have money.
Yes. Fucker's gonna get cut.
Mugen's gonna rape.
It's like, well, I'm not too, just fucking. Did they ever actually see the guy? What you plan? Yeah.
Mugen asks after he hits him.
Yeah. Just send Momo out, he'll find him. He's more competent than all you fuckers. Yes. And I'm smart, yelling around that I have, yelling out loud that I have valuable shit on me. I'm smart. Why do you have a pig nose?
Yeah.
My fight, buddy! Yeah. I'm watching the dub still. One of those guys sounded like Droopy Dog. Yes, sir. You have a reputation.
Well, I think you did that yourself.
Yeah. Ah! Fuck. Never go that close in on that guy again. Oh my god, it's an iPhone.
Drugs?
Yep. It's just a brick of cocaine.
Pretty much. Nope.
Nope, fuck manners. We never said if he was your son, we just said, is there a young man living here? He could be your boy, Tug, we don't know. Why is she skipping? You have
fire. Start
pulling
your weight.
Yeah. Come on. Momo does more than you. You're the bitch who lost our money. Is this a... Okay, this is entirely different whorehouse.
Yep. Yep.
It's a pack of cocaine. I'm gonna get bitches so high they won't even know what the fuck I'm doing. ¿70%?
Anything over 50 is ridiculous.
Anything over 40 is ridiculous. He's a fence. That's... He just moves this shit. Get it?
No, I don't.
Oh, is that her mom? Her dad? Is it Jin? Is it her?
I'm pretty sure it's her mom. I don't know.
We'll never know.
Seems to be a blank face.
Yes. It was waking up. Is someone's cell phone ringing? Waiting for your dumb ass. Do you have my drugs? And then the bitches. I don't fucking know. You didn't describe them to me.
Yes, she did. She called them strange.
Yes, because as we know, Mugen and Jin are the only strange men in this series. Plus, it's kind of vague. You know, there are people with very little shame out there.
I mean, like, how ashamed are we talking? Are we talking a little bit of simple thievery? Are we talking sleeping with an underage prostitute? Are we talking punting babies into the Grand Canyon?
Talk about like Amsterdam shit? What are we talking about here? Seriously, those German people get fucked up. Look at him there, just totally unprotected.
I'm pretty sure he could fight in his sleep.
Oh yeah, totally. No.
Don't just assume really... shit.
Yeah. How do you know she's not gay? Oh. Or she's an eater, I guess. I haven't eaten in weeks. Her mess didn't move there. Well, this is, you know, back in the olden days, so...
There's a lot of over-the-top body movements in this scene.
Oh yeah, a lot. Just like spasming around.
They're gesticulating a lot without moving their hands.
Yeah, they're trying to like emote with their shoulders. That guy's poisoning her. But to do those, you're going to be into some really weird sex shit.
Why is Korean ginseng better than any other ginseng?
Why was that guy so ominously shadowed? Of what? You tell him, boss.
That's one way to interrogate someone. Just fucking set them on fire.
Yeah. I did that once. Didn't work out well. Jack his shit. Momo, get him by the balls. Ah, what the fuck is up with this guy? Jesus Christ. What did I just say?
Yeah, well, I guess after being around Mugen and Jin so much, she's not so scared of little knives.
Wait, did he really just... Did that guy really just say the heat? Oh, shit, it's the 5-0! Cheese it! I'm being desperate, so shut up. Hey, that's two steps closer. You lie! Is he having his period? Oh.
But I get Stockholm Syndrome really easily.
Really easily. You don't even want to know how to do that whorehouse. What makes you assume he has the stuff on him?
I love how it's like samurai, but it's totally just, you know, a regular crime story.
Yeah.
Including cocaine. So-
No, you won't. You're a pussy.
Bullshit.
Pickpockets don't kill. And he mentioned to me, I said, I imagined she would be upset. I don't know why, but her sitting down right there looked really funny. My father seemed to leave right when she died. It was weird. I really want to ask her what I feel, what to do when you don't feel so fresh, you know, down there.
I know that feel, man.
As do I. Yeah, remember, kids, money makes the world go round. Ah, oh, fucking old ass megaphones.
See, he's taking the worst possible hostage.
Yep. Wait, what? How? You don't have the place surrounded. You have the entire side of the house unguarded. I don't have it on me, dumbass!
Yeah, a very good description.
Yeah. Bitches be getting fucked now!
I'm in a mood to cut some things.
Yeah. Why did you have it on you?! Must get really high.
Oh, opium.
Oh, it's opium. Okay.
That makes more sense. I'm going
to keep calling it cocaine. Fuck it. Hey, cops. Why not stop the guy you're here to get? You know.
I don't know. There's guys brandishing swords. There's opium everywhere. They kind of lost focus.
Wow.
These cops, some assholes kicking them with steel sandals.
Yeah, but keep in mind, like while Mugen had like 3 or 4 guys in him, there were like 5 or 6 other guys just standing behind him doing nothing.
Well, shit.
Dumbass. No, I can't go to jail or else I won't be able to take care of my mom. Let's die. Remember, kids, crime doesn't pay if you're a dumbass.
Unless those crimes are vandalism, murder, disturbance of the public peace... Petty theft? No. That shit never flies.
Now let's go kill his mother. It's the only fucking decent thing to do. What? There's no door opening sound effect, so that means the food just standing there staring at that woman.
Way to have the truth ripped out of you.
Yeah. Now I can finally get on with my life. I'm feeling better already. Oh, the fucker's dead. I feel like I should tell you he also died a virgin. That's a weird shot to end on. Okay, so that was episode 6. That was episode 7. It was okay.
Yeah, it kind of had a meh feel.
Yeah, animation was terrible. Half the time.
I know, there's ass. The weird shoulder gesticulation.
Notice that the actual quality of the animation, too. And plus that guy's face! That guy's fucking face! But we'll get into that later in the show. So yeah, we'll give you guys a couple seconds to load the next episode, and then we'll jump back in with episode 8. And we're back again, folks. This is with episode 8. Once again, we have it paused at a minute 31. So you should see a guy pointing to the sky. So, ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Look, up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Mugen! Is he beatboxing into the hilt of a sword?
Yes, he is.
This guy has no rhythm.
I feel like this would have been much better if you replaced that guy with Killer B.
That'd be awesome!
Give Killer B his own beatboxing samurai.
Aw, yeah.
Don't care!
The art of altercation! Foo, let me cut off your hand, I want to eat that. That's really all we care about. Well, convenient. Could stab you. Cheap.
I think it would. Cheap. It's badass.
Yeah.
The last time you told me that, we ended up following around a gay Dutchman.
Yeah. Oh! Okay, the glasses. Wait a minute. So he only takes brand names except for the once-in-a-lifetime glasses. Jizz in my pants?
Essentially.
Why does everyone want her? She isn't very great. She is just kind of bleh. And why aren't you beatboxing into your own... Why aren't you beatboxing into your fucking hilt again? Oh, really? He's shy. Oh,
Or no means no.
Yeah. Your name is fucking rude.
Yeah, no. I think not.
Yeah, no. And then the bitches. Yeah! Golden! Then the bitches.
Oh, yeah. I totally don't understand that. But she's probably trying to kill him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very well.
That's not ominous.
Yep. It's poisoned.
Yep, you're invisible.
Like my bedroom. I'm so drunk without my glasses. I miss them so much.
Listen, Fu, he's gonna abandon his promise to get laid.
Yeah.
He'll be back once he's done getting laid.
Can I Eiffel Tower him? What the fuck? Oh, you showed them. Yeah. Okay, I'll say this. This beatboxing, he's a beatboxer, he's pretty good. He's way better than me. Yeah. What the fuck? Glasses!
Guy looks like Ken.
Oh, he's looking for Jin.
Oh, yeah. He said his name right at the beginning of the episode.
I thought it was like Gene, like, you know, Eugene.
That's where subtitles are helpful.
Okay. Dude, seriously, leave this fucker and get yourself a career.
There's not a lot of jobs beatboxing in this era.
Just hang out, you know, stand on the street corner. Just, you know, put a hat out there and... What the fuck? Incompetence for the win! Cried. Wow, what the...
Settle down, I'm just here to spite fuck you.
Yeah. Doggy. Cried. Let's want something more stronger. They call this absinthe.
I'm gonna say this. I like sake better than wine. I don't know why her preferences are that way.
Jin is fucking plastered.
He's a lightweight.
Yeah. It's also a third wheel.
To be fair, Mugen dragged him along.
Yeah, true. Yep, trying to kill him. We could just learn that any woman who tries to fuck him wants to kill him. Also, he got kind of drunk real quick because just a few seconds before, his face was not red at all. Ugh. Evil lips. Okay. Neither am I. What? How do you think he'll beatbox when they're having sex?
That's a very good question.
And do you think that the mirror guy will like have a mirror specifically positioned so that that guy can see himself fucking her?
It's a lighting mirror, so the mirror will be set up so that there's perfect mood lighting for the sex.
Yeah.
He'll put a red filter over it.
Should be awesome. Be a real production. Bitch, I'm reading this. Stop talking. E.
Man, this guy's beatboxing just got really awesome.
Yeah, his microphone now has, like, his microphone sword has, like, a record option on it now. Why are you hitting a wall? That would fuck up your sword.
Incompetence for the win. Why would he become your follower?
To see what dumbass things this guy does next. Who? Yes, your reputation, not your mental dick. Of course you are. Right. I will defeat him to death! Shut up, you crazy kids! Someone throws a shoe at him. So you'll have a giant place so that your loneliness can echo throughout the hallways.
By the way, a major plot point about Jin has been revealed in the most ridiculous way here.
Yes, he killed his master. Why? Peace, bitches. Your mom? Because I doubt you've been around many women.
They've run off to sex.
Well, one's run off to sex, one's run off to drink himself into a fucking stupor.
You know nothing about him!
Yeah. Except for, yo, he got swords. We have a late reaction there. Stop fucking screaming, Beck. It took you that long to notice? Son of a bitch!
Oh!
So she's Mo? What? Once we sober up.
These two amazing swordsmen are hung the fuck over.
Which would make their sword skill even more impressive.
I'm gonna puke into your face.
With swords. I'm so fucking drunk right now. I'm sorry, Othifer.
I think this is more the hangover stage.
Yeah.
During which time, I would not be wielding a sword.
During which time, I wouldn't even be standing. Thank God her hair was like that. We made $5! Awesome! Yeah, I'm so really fucking hungover right now. It's not a topic he brings up at all. He doesn't talk. He is ripping everyone off. Yes, money. Ah!
Well, I'd say there's some sort of fate working. It has nothing to do with her.
Hey, use your words. Oh, fuck. Look at this fucker. He's shitting his insides out. Yes.
Now that makes sense.
It felt like I wasn't a very good student because the katana is a terrible thrusting weapon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is very much meant for slicing.
Come on, use your mirror abilities. Reflect the sunlight into his face.
You're not even losing against Jin at his best. You're losing against Jin when he's hungover.
Yeah. You know you must suck. fuck context.
Well, probably not, because you kind of suck.
Oh, yeah. Dougie! It's the bitches!
You robbed me. Solid advice.
No. But I wanted to sex up the little person. Pea bread? You got ripped off again.
These people get robbed a lot.
Yeah. Now we know why she drinks so much. Yep. Men are dumbasses. The end. Seven's episode 8.
Better than 7.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would say better than a few of the recent ones, because not only is it entertaining and has at least some sword fighting, although still not the best of the series, it gives us character development. Yes, we get some insight into Jin's past.
Yeah, which is it's a welcome thing, because yeah, we don't. At this point, we know nothing about these guys other than, yo, they fight. That's kind of all we've known, but. Yeah, the weird thing is kind of the drop in animation quality with these two episodes.
Well, they were saving money for more important fights or something. I don't know.
Yeah, probably, but still. Probably. It is really noticeable. Like with the fucking gesticulation of the shoulders that happened, which was just bizarre.
Well, you would think it would be that wouldn't be a sort of saving frames cost, because that would be it'd be easier just to have them sitting still, would it not?
Yeah, just have them sitting still, and then just. And they just have, like, their mouths open and close over and over again. That's fine. There you go.
But for some reason, they decided to have them flail about their shoulders.
Yeah. Which, you know... I want to try having a conversation with somebody like that and see how awkward it looks and actually feels to do that over and over again.
Well, yeah. That whole episode 7 sort of gave me the feel of that, I forget exactly which episode it is, but it's where they meet Keaton and Gurren Lagann. For the first time, the whole episode has an entirely different animation style to it, basically.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen Gurren Lagann.
But, basically, it's just completely jarring and jarringly different, and then it goes back to normal the next episode. But it's like, what? And as it turns out, they had sort of a guest art director or something directing that episode.
These two episodes looked vastly different from the previous episodes. Like the outline of all the characters are different. Like how they actually moved and everything felt different. It felt worse, a lot worse. Which is a shame, because like overall, I've been really liking the animation for the show, and these two episodes were just really bad, comparatively speaking.
I mean, especially the fight towards the end of episode 8 with Jin and the other student guy.
Yeah, that was just...
That seemed way bouncier than I would have liked to see in a fight between samurai.
Yeah, especially one with fucking Jin in it, because Jin, he's never been a bouncy guy. That's kind of been Mugen's thing.
Yeah, there was a lot of swords hitting, and then they both sort of jump backwards and...
yeah, it just these two episodes just kind of felt off with the rest of the series. But in terms of actual content, I did actually like that episode 8 a lot better than episode 7. Episode 7 was very standard and added kind of nothing to the overall story.
Yeah, it was really kind of blah. I mean, they kind of attempted to do some character development with Fu, but they kept what they did try to do was kept so shrouded in mystery that, well, I guess they did say that it was her mother, so we get to find out that her mother died, but you pretty much assume that from episode 1.
Yeah. Yeah, but like with that episode, it felt like filler.
It did have a very filler feel.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's have this big thing where supposedly some big character moment happens with Fu and this kid, and then this kid dies, and hey, guess what? You never mentioned again. Just fuck him. You know, because if that was actually part of the whole thing, that would have been like a kind of big moment for Fu, because like you saw her react to him. Like, she kind of, like, she fell for this guy, like, well, it was very quickly and very awkward. She still did. And you'd think that would have left, like, some impact watching him die. But nope. Just, oh, he's dead. So moving
gets
on.
She gets Stockholm Syndrome very quickly.
Yeah, like, seriously, that was, like, what, half an hour? Maybe? Fucking ridiculous.
So, one trope we saw in the episode that we actively made fun of during the viewing was Mugen trying to get laid, and it ends up she's trying to kill or rob him.
Oh yeah, that's...
This is a trope they could use to rely on a little bit less.
Yeah, like, seriously. You think maybe at least, like, one person would actually, you know, want to sleep with him. At least, or at least, you know, a hooker would try it, but no, it's just...
Well, the first time it happened, a hooker did try it.
Not true. I mean a hooker who wasn't hired by someone to kill him.
Hmm.
Like, you know, a hooker who was just like, well, he looks like he might have some money, or possibly be up for some sex. Let's go try it. And then they tried, and turns out he has no money. So he sword fights his way into a vagina. With both swords. You get it? Like a penis.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so overall these two episodes have been the weakest so far in the series, I think.
Yeah, and that's saying something with the past couple.
Yeah, and like especially with episode 8, because like, yeah, it was kind of funny the way they like delivered that big, you know, like, reveal of fucking Jin's character. But something like that, it felt like there should have been more gravitas behind it instead of this jackass.
Like, yeah, just sort of
fucker,
this...
Yeah, some fucker named Jin who has glasses murdered this guy, so now I'm gonna go kill him. Yeah! And then, you know, like realizing the revelation that there's, like, a whole group of, like, samurai out there trying to hunt down and kill Jin for killing their master. And all that was shoved in, like, the last... minute.
Yeah, it gets very quickly glossed over, which is a shame, because like, Jin is the most mysterious of the three characters, so he's the one you really want to find out about.
Well, personally, I want to find out more about Mugen.
Yeah, but for different reasons, probably more because he's an interesting character, and so he...
Yeah, with a very bizarre fighting style.
About him. The motivation to find out more about him is more like curiosity, because like, how did he become that? But Jin, it's more of a what is he like? Who is he?
Where did he get those glasses?
He pretty much says nothing most of the time.
Yeah, anything he does say is in like a very low, unaffected tone that like doesn't give across any emotion whatsoever. But yeah, so that was episode 7-8 of Samurai Champloo. So yeah. So then, I guess next week we take a look at episodes 9 and 10. Woo.
Hopefully we'll get back to, like, episode 1-2 quality.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get back to, you know, actually decent animation. Because, yeah, animation is what really bugged me about these episodes. Not so much the fact that, you know, like, the seventh one contributed absolutely nothing to the story, and the eighth one just glossed over really big character revelations for Jin. The fact that the animation just dropped. It was savage. Yes, anyway, yeah, so, like I said, episodes 9 and 10 coming up next week. And then 2 weeks we'll be wrapping this up before moving on to next anime. So only 2 weeks left to Samurai Champloo. Right. Yeah, so be sure to check out the site every day, because we'll be posting something. Be it other podcasts, other commentaries, articles, videos. We'll be posting something. So, check out the site every day. But until other stuff, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovia1.
And I'm Vegetron.
We'll see you guys next time.